So I'm here with Dave Oat after a 2-1 home pre-season friendly win against Gosport Borough. Dave Oat, forget the result for a minute. You must be absolutely delighted with the performance of the players tonight.
Yeah, without a doubt. We've been we were really good the other day without getting the result we probably deserved, whereas today I thought we were really good against a very, very good side. You know, Alex Pike is a top manager at non-league, and Katz as well as assistant, who's obviously ex-Fleet as well. They've assembled a good squad. They brought a few big guns with them today, and we put in a really, really good performance and ultimately won the game 2-1. It was a very even game, so we more than matched them, and in the end we nicked it, which is really pleasing.
Yeah, and they were strong. First 20 minutes, I thought they came out quite quickly. Maybe a little bit too much respect shown to them, and they certainly dominated the first 20 minutes of the game. And then it started to settle down, and as you rightly say, maybe for all the possession that they had in that first 20 minutes and the goal, you arguably created two or three better chances and in the end scored and hit the post in the first half.
Yeah, it's true. They started well, they kept the ball well. Didn't really hurt us. I mean, we had George Passingham in goal, a lad from Team Solent, as Price is still away, and he wasn't massively troubled. He made one good save, a reasonable save. Excuse me, but I was really pleased with him, and he did very well. But yeah, we had some really good chances. They got the goal. It was a poor goal. We let the ball go into the striker. He's had too much time to turn, got a shot off, and George couldn't get down quick enough. So it was a poor goal, really. But we kept going. We didn't really sort of open the door up for them to get too many more chances and goals, and ultimately pressed the ball really well. The keeper for their keeper failed to do a clearance, and we pressed it, and I think Danilo nicked it back, gave it a Chalky, who was nice and composed and finished it. Poor goal from their point of view. I'm sure they'll be livid with that. And I spoke to Alex afterwards. You know, he said it gave us a lift, and it did give us a lift. You know, it showed that shouldn't be scared of them. You know, they're a good side, but let's not be overawed with it. And we had a real good go at them, and could have easily been 2 or 3-1 up at half time. You know, it would have been harsh on them, but we had some good chances.
And the second half, I thought, fell into almost a similar pattern, really. I thought, again, Gosport started the second half quite quickly. They were certainly on the front foot early on. And then again, it looked as though you sort of settled into that second half. And then obviously the bit that disrupts the game is there's several changes that are made. But, you know, full credit to the lads on both sides that came on. The game didn't change an awful lot. The football was still good. And you sort of dominated the last 20 minutes and nicked it. Possibly deserved it, but as you said earlier, a very even game.
Yeah, and if you say an even game against a strong Conference South side who I think will do very well this year, you know, look at the lads that they've signed and that were here today. You know, they're very, very good players, and to match them, let alone end up winning the game, is a full credit. I'm not going to go overboard about it. You know, we lost some poor games earlier in pre-season. Yeah, right, we were doing 45 minutes here and there, and it was a completely mixed up team, never, you know, not in our normal sort of way that we play and stuff like that. So, you know, when you put all those things together, it's pleasing, but let's not get overboard about it. It doesn't matter at all until you turn up on August the 6th at Barton Rovers.
You say that, and 48 hours later, you've got another pre-season friendly game here against North Lee. And as you say about Barton, I suppose no one's going to remember a 2-1 win in pre-season against Gosport when you've got league games thick and fast.
No, not at all. So, yeah, you know, we look forward to Saturday. We'll mix it up again. We'll change the team again and see what they can do, the lads that play on Saturday. There's competition for places. We've got some good players here, really good lads, and they're really hungry for it and they're enjoying it. It was good. I didn't mention Rob Carr, nicked the goal. It was a really good finish from him. Pleased for Rob. He's a good player, very good. He's worked hard in the summer. He's had a bit of bad luck with injuries over the years, and today, after we wanted to get him a long run out on Tuesday, but he got a clumsy challenge in his back and he had to come off, and today we give him a half an hour and he scored a really good goal and showed what he's about. So look forward to him being back after his suspension at the start of the season, and he'll be an important player for us.
And I know you've got some friends, obviously, at Gosport and a previous club of yours where you treated really well. Any final thoughts on them for the season?
They're a fantastic club. I've got lots of respect for Alex and Katz and the chairman, Mark Hook, who was there today. He's a really nice guy, and I really appreciate them coming down, bringing a strong side. And I thought the game was played in a good spirit. And yeah, good luck to them for the season. I hope they do really well and get the promotion that they've been longing for.
Well done tonight, and best luck Saturday.
Thank you, mate.